Hello, this is the Wiki News News Brief for December 14th, 2005, the free content source that you can write. As of 2047 Universal Standard Time, the top stories for today are Australian Guantanamo detainee David Hicks gets British citizenship. Australian Guantanamo Bay detainee David Hicks has won British citizenship, opening the doors for a possible bid to have him freed from the U.S. detention facility in Cuba. The British High Court overturned the Blair government's refusal of citizenship to Hicks. Hicks's lawyer said the decision was a breakthrough. U.S. President Bush says 30,000 civilians were killed in Iraq War. Despite a Lancet survey, which estimates the Iraq War death toll to be around 100,000, U.S. President Bush says, quote-unquote, 30,000 Iraqis, more or less, unquote, have died as a result of the U.S. invasion in Iraq. Current events as of today, four American soldiers are killed following an IED attack in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. The U.S. ambassador issues a statement saying that the total number of abused prisoners found so far in jails run by the Shiite-led Interior Ministry came to about 120. The sixth ministerial conference of the World Trade Organization opened in Hong Kong. European Union Trade Commissioner Peter Mandelson said that he expected little progress on resolving disagreements between ministers. Meanwhile, some protesters from South Korea unsuccessfully attempted to bypass the cordon to reach the location of the conference by swimming across Victoria Harbor. Swiss counselor Dick Marty, commissioned by a Council of Europe to investigate CIA black sites and prisoner abuse in Europe, says that the CIA has disregarded all standards of legality. A Palestinian stone thrower is shot in the head and killed by Israeli troops raiding the West Bank city at Nablus. At least 10 other Palestinians were injured by the IDF troops, while 2 Israeli soldiers were injured by a bomb during the raid. An earthquake of Richter scale magnitude 6.7 rocks South Asia, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake was centered in the Hindu Kush region of northeastern Afghanistan. Fires out at the Herefordshire oil storage terminal. Finally, after 2 days, the 2005 Herefordshire oil storage terminal fire has finally been extinguished. The fires began after a series of explosions early in the morning of the 11th of December 2005. The terminal, known locally as the Bunsfield Depot, is an oil storage facility located near the Hemel Hempstead in Herefordshire in the United Kingdom. These were some of the largest explosions ever to occur in the country, and the incident has been described as the biggest of its kind in peacetime Europe. The Herefordshire Fire Service Chief Roy Wilshire said, "There are still some small bund concrete container fires, but the tanks are out." Fire crews would remain at the scene over the next few days, cooling the area to ensure fires did not break out again, he said. A few residents are being allowed to return to their homes within an exclusion zone set up around the site. Journalist Gibran Tuini murdered. In an incident that may have long-term repercussions for the relationship between Lebanon and Syria, the death of an anti-Syrian MP and journalist Gibran Tuini's has been marked by protests. Tuini's death was marked with the closure of shops, schools, and universities throughout Beirut. Mass graves have been found in Lebanon, near a former Syrian intelligence center in Anjar. They have reopened the investigations for persons missing from the Lebanese civil war. Lebanese officials have announced DNA samples of the remains found will be tested. Troops unearthed at least 30 bodies buried in the 1980s and 1990s. Syrian troops withdrew from Lebanon last spring, ending a 30-year occupation. Prior to his assassination, Gibran Tuini commented that the Syrian regime has been exposed with the discovery of the mass graves. Amnesty International has been critical of the exhumation, calling for UN standards for investigation. New Jersey apartment building collapses after explosion. An apartment building located in Bergenfield, New Jersey, partially collapsed today around 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, The collapse occurred after an explosion was heard and a cloud of smoke was said to be visible from nearby Manhattan. It was an apartment building of unknown origin for the explosion, stated a police spokesperson located in the city. However, preliminary reports suggest that a gas line may have contributed to the explosion. 30 families are going to be homeless throughout the holiday period, said Sheriff Leo P. McGuire, referring to the number of families that the building houses. The apartment building appears to be 3 stories high, and firefighters are still trying to put out fires. According to news reports, at least 2 people have been hospitalized. Eyewitness March Chance had the following to add, "The building is in flames, and there are a lot of ambulances." Haitian Provisional Government dismisses Supreme Court justices. Provisional President Boniface Alexandre decided on Monday to dismiss 5 Haitian Supreme Court justices, saying that the move is in an effort to allow better working relationships between the executive and judicial branches. Shots have been fired at a Sydney church, 30 kilometers from the scene of racial violence in Sydney last night. More than 20 shells have been recovered from a Catholic school and church in South Auburn after gunshots were heard. During a Christmas carols event at St. Joseph, the worker primary school patrons heard what they thought to be gunshots. Upon investigation, 2 of the school staff members discovered bullet holes in their cars. The Catholic Church is reported to be concerned about the incident as children as young as 5 were at the event. No reprieve for Stanley Williams, Crip Street Gang founder. Stanley Tukey Williams, founder of the Crip Street Gang, was executed by lethal injection in the state of California just after midnight local time Tuesday at the San Quentin State Prison after spending 24 years on death row. He was 51 years old. Williams said no final words before his execution. It took 2 nurses 12 minutes to insert catheters into each of his arm, 1 nurse and 1 catheter per arm. The lethal doses were injected at 12:20 a.m., and Williams was pronounced dead at 12:35. Hopes for clemency were dashed Monday when California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declined to commute Williams' sentence to life imprisonment. Last-minute appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court were also denied. Williams was convicted in 1981 of the murder of Albert Owens during the robbery of a 7-Eleven convenience store, as well as the murders of motel owners Sai Shai and Yin Ai Yang and their daughter Li Chin Lin in 1979. Following his conviction, Williams became an outspoken anti-gang activist and was 4 times nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. His anti-gang message began in 1993. He co-authored with Barbara Brinchell an elementary school book series called Tukey Speaks Out and wrote a memoir called Blue Rage, Black Redemption. In business news today, UK's Marks and Spencers wins tax rebate case. The UK's retailing giant Marks and Spencer has won their case at the European Court of Justice. The court's ruling allows losses made in foreign operations to be offset against taxes to be paid in the UK. It is expected that this ruling will require that the UK Treasury pay out significant amounts, as a number of firms are poised to bring their own cases to take advantage of this ruling. The U.S. Fed continues its trend. In a widely expected move, the U.S. Federal Reserve bumped the interest rate to 0.25% to 4.25%. This is the 13th consecutive rate hike since June of 2003. The central bank left open the possibility of additional rate hikes, but analysts are predicting the trend is probably near a close. The Fed also rewrote its 2-year-old explanatory statement by removing language that viewed interest rates as adding to growth. Because many financial decisions are affected simply by what and when the Fed speaks, the Fed wanted to remove any associations between policy actions and any set timetable or speed of delivery. Today in history, in 1896, Glasgow Subway, the 3rd oldest metro system in the world, began operations in Glasgow, Scotland. In 1911, Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen and his team became the first people to reach the South Pole. In 1989, Chile held its first free election in 16 years and elected Patricio Aylwin as the new president of the republic. In 1995, the Dayton Agreement was signed in Paris. France to end the Yugoslav wars. Audio Wiki News is a public domain, non-point-of-view news radio program recorded daily. For more information about Wiki News Print Edition, visit en.wikinews.org/wiki/wikinews:print. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution License. Articles published in this print edition were created by Wikinewsies. Also, in this audio version, it has been also recorded by Wikinewsies. To view a copy of this license, visit creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.5. Or send a letter to Creative Commons, 543 Howard Street, 5th floor, San Francisco, California, 94105, USA. Thank you for listening to the Wikinews News Brief tonight, and have a wonderful day and a pleasant tomorrow.